gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, titless Dylan Fields.
Hey, boys. Hey, girls. It's your boy, DTF. What's good? We got a big jam-packed episode today. Our boy, the lad, Jason Byers, coming on for the second half of this episode for this week's picks. But we have to get into the recap of week 12. But before that, Brandon, I just wanted to say my condolences are with you and your family this time. Rest in peace, the GOAT, Sosa. Tragedy this week, but forever will live on as the GOAT.
Yeah.
Long live Sosa.
Thank you. He was the GOAT. Number one fan of the show. Big body always would sit right next to me recording.
Bitches loved Sosa.
Indeed. Indeed. The big handsome man will live forever.
Yes. He was so handsome.
Yes. He was and a handsome
fat.
Kitty.
He was so fat.
He was very fat. As you'll see in a picture popping up here, if it hasn't already popped up. But anyways, let's go ahead and get into week 12. We had some Thanksgiving slate games, starting off with the Packers upsetting the Lions 29-22. Can't say I saw this one coming.
Nope.
But I guess I shouldn't be surprised the way they played against the Bears. Even though they came back and won, they probably shouldn't have won that game. Dylan, what did you think of this game? Because I know this happened sort of as we're getting ready for Thanksgiving after our Turkey Bowl.
Yeah, this game, I just couldn't believe how bad Jared Goff played most of the game. It just wasn't like this team. We haven't seen this Lions team really play like this before this year. I know they have, what, two or three losses now, but it was just odd to see this Packers team as well really flourish behind Jordan Love. I mean, his young receivers really looked like they filled in their roles. The defense was all over. I mean, it was an all-around good game by the Packers.
Yeah, I agree. It was the Packers that we got week one, where they actually looked kind of solid.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, about Thursday, this was the best game because the next two games were just kind of blowouts.
Yeah, exactly. And it's part of the reason why we only have one episode this week. Maybe I'll do a video later on in the week of some sort. But this whole week we could pretty much recap within like 15 minutes. And
yeah,
it's a podcast. We want more than 15 minutes. So next we have the Cowboys absolutely dominating the Commanders 45-10. And the Commanders fired Jack Del Rio right after this game. To spoil his Black Friday. I think Ron Rivera's next though. It really was not like an absolute blowout until pretty much the fourth quarter. That's when it just turned absolute downhill.
Yeah.
And then next for Thursday night football, we had the 49ers facing the Seahawks in Seattle. Once again, another blowout. Geno Smith doesn't look good. Jackson Smith and Jigba actually had a crazy catch in this game. But it doesn't matter how crazy of a catch you have if you can only get 13 points on offense.
Yeah.
Which sort of has seemed like it's been Pete Carroll's forte to, you know, just bank on your defense, holding on the opposing offense to about 20 points. That's just not going to happen the way that Geno is playing right now. Needless to say, not great games other than the Packers Lions, because you know you got a little bit of false hope at the end, and you know the Lions actually almost got that onside kick at the end.
Yeah. Which, by the way, something about this game, I was actually watching it with friend of the program, Dustin Crum, and he gave me the latest in his career. He's got one more year on his contract with the CFL, And then the man is coming home to try for the NFL again. He's already in his off-season workouts. Could be time for the comeback in the NFL.
The comeback?
The comeback.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully he gets a shot with someone.
Yeah.
Has he been in contact with anyone, or can he not talk to anyone since he's under contract?
I don't know. Maybe his agent can, but I don't know if he can.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense.
Before we get into the Black Friday game, did you happen to see that news article I sent you?
Which one?
Check out Valuable Player Points. I sent you and Jason an article. It's going to affect the Jets-Giants game, the Jets or Giants game next week.
Oh, yes.
Check that out.
I can't show this on YouTube. It's not going to affect the game at all. Maybe in my head, but...
That's wonderful.
Oh, boy. And the lads wanted to join early now.
Even all right, we get started him in.
A little bit. Get him in?
Yeah, just get him in. He can sit during a recap.
All right. Let's see if he's going to join. I just admitted him. He's taking a minute. I'm just going to have to edit this until he answers now. What happened to the lad?
Here he comes. Is he in? What?
There
did
he
you
is.
Talk? You guys already start? Yeah, we started. That's dope.
We started the recap, at least. There's not much that we're going to talk about from it.
But... I had Brandon look at that news article about New York.
I looked at it as well. It's a big snowstorm. Fucking serious.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was the mudslide.
All right. Dolphins on Black Friday just give it to the Jets. They gave him the dirty stuff. Aaron Rodgers, though, off the IR after what? How many weeks? It's like a record comeback. 3 months?
3 months from an Achilles injury. I saw some terrible memes today about it. It was like Aaron Rodgers' first practice back. It was like that video of someone with like a barbecue chicken leg, and it's just all the meat coming off the bone just when he picks it up.
I saw one that said Aaron Rodgers' other Achilles has the opportunity to do the funniest thing possible.
Oh, my God.
But have you guys started watching Hard Knocks Dolphins?
I watched little clips of it. I haven't watched any full episode yet.
I watched the first episode.
I didn't even watch the preseason one, so I don't think I'll be getting in the midseason one.
It's fun. I like watching Hard Knocks. I just like all the behind-the-scenes stuff with the teams.
I know this newest episode's a lot about Jalen Phillips.
Yeah.
He tore his Achilles mid-game.
Seems to be a trend at MetLife.
Yeah, because doesn't it come out tonight?
It came out yesterday.
Oh, the new one did?
Mm-hmm. Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Only on Max.
See, I'm still not a fan of that name. They should have just left it HBO Max.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of these other games, not too much to talk about other than one of them. The Browns and Broncos, kind of a shit show.
Yeah,
a close game until the fourth quarter, and we just anything terrible that could have happened.
The only good news to come out of that game was DTR concussion protocol, Joe Flacco taking first team reps. That's all that's good that came out of that game.
Yeah, we're banking on Joe Cool.
We're banking on a lot right now. We're hanging by a thread.
You know that scene in The Other Guys where they're talking about how he shot Jeter, and then one guy yells, like they pan out and they're had the thing and he just yells, "You cost me $10,000 on that game."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about David Njoku dropping that touchdown, dropping a 1,000 payout parlay. Could have been a little handy, but instead it was a little sandy.
Yeah.
That's ironic because it wasn't in his hands, so he kind of got a handy, but you didn't get a handy.
Got a full sandy. Way of the fucking road. Steelers Bengals. Shit show. Not fun. I watched the second half of this game.
Another comeback for the Steelers.
Steelers finally hit 400 offensive yards, so.
Yep.
For the first time since 2020.
Don't let them fool you.
Yeah, there's still a bunch of sandies, though.
Don't let them fool you. The offense didn't look any better. That's how the Bengals play defense. Don't let them fool you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed this next game, the Jaguars-Texans. I watched the whole game. This was my 1 o'clock slot game for the week. Love watching C.J. Stroud throw the ball. And his offense is so fun right now. Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Devin Singletary. That team is just fun to watch. But the Jaguars just somehow keep finding ways to win. They pulled it off, and now they are top of the AFC South. But Texans are still one of my favorite teams to watch besides the Browns.
This game was really fun to watch. Went all the way down to the wire and just missed barely by a field goal. He just needed like one more yard on the kick.
Yeah.
He would have got it.
Well, he made it the first time too.
Should be interesting going down the stretch. You know, the Jaguars, they keep winning. I think they're a solid club. Solid ball club. But let me tell you, they got to figure out how to run the ball. ETN is a 1 yard or 35 yard type of back. And at some point, you got to be able to grind out some yards because it's going to fuck you over in the end.
Yeah, that is true. Next, we had Colts 27, Bucks 20 in Indy. You know, it ended up being a close game. We kind of figured it would because the odds were pretty close to each other. Didn't really watch this game or pay too much attention. Just thought it was nice that it was at least a close game. So whoever did watch it did get a good game. I think Minshew had a decent game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Didn't Jonathan Taylor have 2 touchdowns, though?
Yeah.
I think he had 3.
3?
Yeah. They scored 21 points, and I think he had 3 touchdowns. Pretty sure. If I remember correctly.
He had 2.
Yeah.
Minshew ran 1.
That's what it was.
And then next we had Falcons beating Saints 24-15. Falcons are number 1 in that division, and that's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, you called it, though, thinking the Falcons were going to win the NFC South. We just – it's been a long journey to get there if they do end up winning.
Yeah. I'm not going to go with my dark horse pick of the Super Bowl, though. That's no shot. You know, I thought Bijan was going to be used a lot more. And I thought Ridder was going to play better, too.
Their defense is sneaky. They can run the ball. Well, they might win that thing, you know? They got a good shot of finishing 500.
Okay. I guess it depends on the team and, you know, like, just the way of the world, you know, like, it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're 5-6. I think they got a good shot to finish 500. And it's like the tribe, you know, you finish 500, you got a good chance of getting in the thing. You know what I mean? Got a shot at winning the whole thing.
Yeah, that is true. Next, we probably have the worst game of the week. Giants 10, Patriots 7. Someone paid money to go watch this matchup. I feel sorry for you. But Tommy DeVito.
That was so badass that they were playing the Sopranos theme song when he was running out. That's tough. Yeah.
I love that he's just becoming like a meme there. Stoves. Yeah. But they're at least embracing him, so.
That's New York for you.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Fuck it, trade Daniel Jones. They found their QB.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito. Next, we had Titans beating the Panthers 17-10. If I was a Titans fan, you know, happy to get the win, but at the same time, that close of a game to the Panthers, I don't know.
And bye-bye, Frank Reich.
Yeah, bye-bye, Frank Reich. He's a gone man, and Greg Olsen will probably be the next head coach.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be another what's his name from ESPN? Jeff Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Next, we had what looked like it was going to be a good game in the beginning. Rams beat the Cardinals 37-14. That first Cardinals drive with Kyler Murray looked really promising. But it just went downhill from there. And for the majority of the game, it was 37-8. And it looks like the Cardinals scored a touchdown right at the end.
They did. And it was Greg Dortch. And he did the too small celebration
and he's
to the cornerback. He's 5'7". But when he did the too small celebration, I'm like, brother, you're down like 23 points. I don't think you should be celebrating right now.
Yeah, probably not.
Hey, Rams are in the hunt. I said they were a good squad. They're in the hunt.
Yeah, that is true. They're low key in the hunt. That NFC is something else. It's just wide open, completely wide open. Next we had the Chiefs versus the Raiders. Raiders actually in this game were up 14-0, and then only go on to score a field goal for the rest of the game. Patrick Mahomes looked like he was starting to figure things out, even without I believe he was out without Kadarius Toney this game, and Rashid Rice went off. But anything you guys wanted to say about that game?
I didn't watch any of the four blocks because the Browns.
I watched the Chiefs game on my phone while I watched the Browns on the TV, but I did turn the Browns game off once DTR was injured because I just couldn't take it anymore. So
you chose the right time to turn it off.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
but it was scary in the beginning. Raiders go up pretty fast, 14-0, but. I mean, I never had any doubt that the Chiefs are going to I never had any doubt going into the 14-0 lead. I don't think the Chiefs are going to lose. I think that they, you know, they're a tough team, got plenty of players to do something. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs still make the Raiders their bitch, 31-17. But then I quickly changed my channel to Bills Eagles, and boy, was that the game of the week?
Yeah, no, this was definitely the matchup of the week. The Bills somehow always managed to, you know, stay within it, but it always comes down to a heartbreaker with their defense. They once again get game of the year and lose in dramatic fashion.
I just thought it was crazy because I've got Jalen Hurts on one of my fantasy teams, and I was looking at his stats. And I'm pretty sure going into the third quarter, he only had like 90 passing yards. And it just wasn't looking pretty for them offensively. He had like one of their only touchdowns of the day. And all of a sudden, the second half just opened wide open. But what a great game. Eagles come out on top. At the very end of the game, Jake Elliott, I mean, what a leg. Kicking it through that wind and rain. Pulled it out.
Yeah, I actually want to bring this up to you guys. I just want to make sure that I get their record correct before I fuck it up.
6-6.
So it's yes. Okay, they are 10-1. Do you think the Eagles are one of the worst 10-1 teams that we've seen in the past?
They get it done.
They do get it done.
They just keep finding ways to win.
I saw someone arguing this on Twitter, and I thought the Steelers team that went 10-0 was way worse.
Most definitely. They were pretty bad that year.
Yeah. To be 10-0 was pretty crazy for them.
I think it's special for them, especially because they were so good last year. And then they come out and do the same thing. So they got a target on their back. And in the NFL, you know, everyone, the playing field is equal all around. So every week you're going to have a tough week, especially with a team like that. Goes to the Super Bowl last year, comes back and does it again. I think that's pretty special.
Yeah. And then lastly, well, we had Sunday Night Football, which really was not that entertaining. For it being the Ravens versus the Chargers. Ravens win 20-10. Brandon Staley's got to get fired.
Yeah.
And just get him out of here.
I did enjoy watching that game, though, a little bit. Lamar is just very good at quarterback for some reason. I don't know what it is, but he just has some really good moments, and he's flashy. I mean, it's fun to watch the Ravens at times. Same thing like with C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell. It's fun watching him and Zay Flowers. Although, did you see that Lamar wasn't a fan of his bouquet celebration?
Yeah.
Hopefully there's no weird blood there. I doubt it, but.
I didn't watch this one at all. Took the night off.
Yeah, I can't say it.
I didn't bet any spreads, so like I wasn't really all into the games all too much.
Yeah,
just all touchdown, fair. All touchdown scores, all weekend, all Thanksgiving.
Big tutty guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, win a handy, not a sandy, and ends up being a sandy.
What happens?
Now this game right here, I was thankful for fantasy purposes. Bears win on Monday Night Football against the Vikings, 12-10, in one of the most boring games that you could watch. TJ Hockenson got me a touchdown. That was the only positive to this. Dobbs had four interceptions, so
it's the only touchdown night for him.
Yeah, or four interceptions this game. And like Dylan just said, that Hockenson touchdown was the only touchdown in the game. It was just all field goals. I know the Vikings are going to be looking at different options and maybe changing quarterback again. I don't know. I feel like you roll it back with Dobbs again. Like, fuck it, you traded for him. What else are you going to play out there?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time watching that game. It just, I didn't want to waste my time, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, yeah, definitely not. Did you guys see Chandler Jones' video on IG?
Yeah, it was kind of like the snowstorm.
Yeah, well, it was the snowstorm, basically.
I was just telling Jason about that today at lunch.
Yeah, that's crazy. But what's even crazier is the Josh Giddey allegations.
Yeah, it's going to get dismissed.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's going to act like it never happened. He'll get shit from fans for the whole season, and then it'll be over.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, because apparently he did not know her age.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You don't know what's true and what's not, so you can't really talk a ton about it.
They'll get a nice little check, and they'll call it a day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, they just said today, though, that the parents and the daughter are refusing to cooperate. So, I don't know, you know, who's...
They get more money. Network.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get for a little bit. You can't take the first check. You got to get, like, the second or third check.
Yeah, you got to up the price a little bit. But, one last thing before we go into commercial break that I did want to mention. Actually, two things. One, apparently today on New Heights, MGK was on there on FaceTime with Travis and offered Travis $500,000 to leave the Chiefs and come home and play for the Browns. Would you boys like that if Travis Kelce came back or came to Cleveland?
1,000%.
Probably ruin his career. Might as well just stay away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he can really ruin his career at this point, but I think he'd be better off with Patty as much as I would love for him to be on the Browns.
Yeah.
You know, Njoku gets the job done. Oh, it'd be sick, but I don't see it happening. I see him retiring before that could even happen.
He's gonna retire.
And then there's speculation, and I don't know if it's just angry Browns fans that were just trying to take digs. But the Broncos, they're trying to say that Bounty Gate 2.0 is happening with Sean Payton.
I don't think so.
I don't know about that. I don't even think a lot of those hits were like that dirty.
No, we lost fair
Yeah,
and square.
maybe they should start taking into account that their quarterback played like dog shit, led his receivers into hits like that, and took the hits himself. Look at every one of those hits. It was either he let them out to dry, or the one where he got knocked out. He should have threw the ball away way before that. So that's all on DTR. Maybe they should look in the mirror.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. I didn't think there was anything too dirty about that.
Can I
I
make a
guess,
point on that?
yeah.
I saw a clip from Tom Brady talking on some podcast, and I've never really been too much of a these rules suck type of guy, and this hit was bullshit. They shouldn't have called it, because I'm a believer in if the rule is stated, we got to call it that way. So if you call it one way, you got to call it like that for the rest of the time. So I never bitched about the rules until Tom Brady came out and talked about it. And it made a lot of sense when he talked about it, because I started taking that into account when I was watching a lot of games this weekend. So what he said was pretty much that we're taking a lot of the fundamentals out of the game, and we're like cutting the players short almost, because as an offensive player, your job is to defend yourself. But the way that they're calling it right now is that the refs are protecting them, which it shouldn't be like that. And it goes to like DTR. He was like, yeah, when I was playing and played against Ray Lewis, you don't throw across the middle because you're losing a player. So you don't make those throws. But now if you make the throw, you get the call like, fuck, yeah, I lost a player. But and even now, like the defensive guys aren't going to make that hit, probably five less times. So it's like they're not coaching them the right way. And you see this shit every time. Like they called it in the Ohio State Michigan game, and I'm like, well, that's just because the fucking quarterback sucks. Maybe you should throw a flag on the quarterback for fucking sucking, not because a defensive guy made a hit. Like, it's just, once I looked at it that way, I'm starting to get pissed off. And I'm kind of pissed off with Tom Brady now that I think about it, because now he's fucking ruined the game for me. Because in the past, they're just like, oh, fuck it, who cares? They're calling it, you got to call it like that. But now I'm pissed. And I'm pissed at Tom Brady mostly. Fuck you.
That this all even started.
What'd you say?
Oh, my mic cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. He's part of the reason that all of this even started.
Yeah.
So
That's
it's
true.
kind of
Yeah.
his fault. So that's kind of hypocritical that now he's done playing now that he says that.
Yeah, and then he fucking ruins the game for him, so he can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Other than that, we're gonna go and take a quick little break, and then we'll get into this week's matchups. All right, and we're back. Let's go ahead and get into this week's slate. We're gonna start off with Thursday night football. We got the Seattle Seahawks playing on Thursday again against the Cowboys, who are also playing on Thursday again in Dallas. Obviously, Cowboys as the favorites. With an 8.5 point spread and total of over under 37.5. We touching this game at all, or are we leaving it to the streets?
Well, I think Dallas wins, but with the probability of it being under 47.5 being very high normally, I think this Cowboys team has just been a pound and pound and pound type of team. I think I do like the 8.5 point spread.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm opposed to that.
With the way we just saw Seahawks play against a good team like the 49ers, likely we'll see another blowout. Well, I wouldn't say blowout, but likely we'll see a high scoring game here. But I do see the Cowboys covering.
Yeah, I could easily see the Cowboys covering. Are you feeling the under or over then? if he had to choose?
I think that the Cowboys can score 35 on their own easy, but I don't see the Seahawks, so let's just say it was, I don't know, 35-10 maybe, so it's only going to hit 45, so just in tradition, it's just right to pick the under for the primetime games.
Yeah, I would definitely go under on this.
That's your play?
Yeah. I'm going to go and take the under.
19-12-1. So we're one big week away. And as the Cowboys quarterback says, here we go.
Here we go.
Cowboys.
All right. Next, we got the Dolphins visiting the Washington Commanders. Dolphins coming in as heavy favorites with a 9.5 point spread and over under a 49.5.
This is another game where I do like the 9.5 point spread. I think the Dolphins are going to whoop these Commanders into shape.
Tease them.
You think?
Take them at 3.5.
Okay.
6 point teaser. Get tomorrow night at 2.5. Get this one at 3.5 if you like it.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that. Definitely going favorites with the Dolphins on this one. 9.5, I'm not going to lie, kind of terrifies me. You know, if it was a little bit lower, I'd like it just because of the way the Dolphins did play against the Raiders. Wasn't too big of a fan of that, but they don't have no Mason Crosby out there, or not Mason Crosby, Max Crosby out there. But next we got the Lions visiting the Saints. Saints are the underdogs, as they should be, with a 4 point spread and over under of 47 even. I don't like that it's 4, even though I think the Lions should win by a touchdown. Nor do I like the over under.
Yeah, I'm just kind of
I think I'm gonna be hands off on this one, maybe a player prop.
I'm just sticking with Lions money line. I think that they will win this game, especially losing to the Packers last week. Dan Campbell ain't losing 2 weeks in a row.
You can only hope.
Yeah, you know the Lions are gonna be heavily bet on, so I don't know if I can jump on anything here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Interesting matchup in this game, though.
Yeah.
Cardinals visiting the Steelers. Cardinals as the dogs. On the road with a 5.5 point spread and over under 41.5. I'm kind of feeling that Cardinals money line, I'm not gonna lie, and that's not even just the inner Browns fan of me. I think Kyler Murray's been playing decent enough. You know, just those divisional games that they're just rough in general. You want to beat the shit out of your divisional rival.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see the Cardinals win in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they help us out a ton too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is tough. Tough call on this one. I'd love to bet on the Cardinals, but I'm even thinking about starting Kyler Murray at my quarterback on fantasy for real. Tua's been kind of fucking off, but that being said.
Yeah, but Washington's defense is dog shit.
What are you talking about? Oh, that's who they're playing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather have Tua against dog shit Washington than...
Yeah, I didn't really think about a matchup wise.
Third game back, Kyler versus Pittsburgh Steelers defense, which traditionally is pretty hard-nosed. I wouldn't want that matchup.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah.
I'll sit this one out as well.
Okay. Next, we have the Chargers visiting the Patriots in New England. The Chargers are the favorites in this one with a 5.5 point spread and over under 40.5. Brandon Staley is going to be coaching for his job, essentially. I mean, he already is for the rest of the season, and I don't like his odds.
Yeah, I think this is it.
Yeah, so he's got to at least show that he can do something, even if it's against the Patriots, who right now could be competing for the number one draft pick, especially if the Cardinals win.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, actually, I think the Panthers. Yeah, no, the Panthers have the number one pick, which is the Bears.
Yes.
I'm going to sit this one out completely. I'm not feeling it, other than maybe some Justin Herbert passing yards.
Yeah, I'm out too.
Yeah, dude, the Patriots look like dog piss. Let me tell you, they look like shit. Like, so bad. It's actually, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, I don't know you who's can't starting believe that it's Bill out there coaching.
What's that?
No.
I said you can't believe it's Bill out there coaching.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the quarterback position. They throw fucking zippity-zappity-zappy out there, and that fuckstick does the same thing that Mac Jones does. So they might as well just, you know, run some wildcat or something. I can't bet on Staley. Said it many times. I can't bet on this Patriots team. I'll be out.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. Dylan, did you have anything to say about that one?
No, not much, except this would be a game that the Patriots win. But I think, like we've said, Staley's coaching for his job here. I don't see them losing to the Patriots. Like, I just, that's not happening.
Yeah. I wouldn't bet on it, but I'm with you. It seems like a game that the Patriots somehow could win as underdogs, but
mm-hmm.
who the hell knows? This next game, I think, is probably going to be one of the best games of the week. We got the Denver Broncos on their hot winning streak, walking into Houston to play the Texans. Texans are the favorites in this game, even with the Broncos being as hot as they are. With a 3.5 point spread and over under 47.5. And to be honest, I'm almost feeling that over 47.5. I'm feeling ballsy with it.
Yeah, it's pretty even, but I don't know. Broncos just aren't a high scoring team.
I think that just Houston's going to put so many points on their head.
Well, I'd like to see that. This is my 1 o'clock game of the week. I can't wait to watch this game. But I don't know. You know, last week I got pretty lucky with my parlay. I had Tank Dell plus 50 reception yards. He landed 50 exactly. And I had CJ Stroud 2 passing touchdowns. That second touchdown didn't happen until I think the fourth quarter. This game is just going to be a fun game to watch. I don't know how much I really want to bet on it. The over could hit.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got a gut feeling about the over.
Let me tell you one thing here. Both teams are rolling, you know? But I'm looking at one thing that jumps out on the screen to me right now. 4 of the last 5, Denver Broncos have covered. Houston, 1 out of the last 5. Give me the Broncos. You know, I think that they'll be able to grind this one out. Defense has been looking better, and I think they'll be able to get it done. 3.5 doesn't seem too bad to me.
No.
Would you like it better if it was an even 3?
No, because then I would have a push and play 3.5. I don't have a push. They lose by a field goal. I still would not get my money back. I like to win money as much as I like to get my money back, too. I like to win.
Yeah. That's fair.
Not unless you use ESPN bets. They void the whole bet completely if one line pushes.
All I'm trying to do with ESPN bet is win like $1,000, take it out, and never fucking touch the app again because I'm not earning any valuable player points on there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took money out from my winnings of ESPN and just moved it back to DraftKings.
Yep, that's what I did. FanDuel. Next we got Dylan's game of the week, the 1 point spread. The Colts on the road against the Titans. This game's pretty dead even with an over under 42.5.
Yeah, my 1 point spread of the week here. I hate divisional matchups. They keep making these divisional matchups 1 point. But Colts are winning. So you want money line or 1 point spread? It's either -110 or -118. Not much different there. Colts are winning.
Yeah, go ahead and give me the Colts on this one too.
Call me crazy. I'll take the Titans. And this is the point in the year where you can look back and you can start looking at trends on the teams. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking at trends on teams, how they've been doing against the spread throughout the season, right? All right, so here's what I'm looking at. Here's what I'm telling you right now. The Titans suck fucking dick on the road. But they're a good home team, covering at home, not covering on the road. Give me the Titans.
All right.
All right. Next, we got Falcons at Jets. Jets coming in as the dogs, as they should. They're running Boyle back out there, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Be honest, I don't really want to touch this game. Over-under is 34 with the 2.5-point spread. Yeah, I don't want to even touch this game.
No.
Yeah, I was looking at this game as we were talking. I just scrolled past. I was like, that looks pretty tasty. And then I remembered the New York Jets don't score touchdowns. And I said, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're an embarrassment right now.
But I do.
Unfortunate events, but.
I do like the Falcons 2.5-point spread, though.
Yeah.
The scary thing is they could win by one in this game because, you know, it's going to be all field goals.
Yeah.
Well, that and their play calling is just, you just never know what Arthur Smith you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we got another shitty divisional matchup between the Panthers and the Bucks. I basically already know Jason's answer because Baker Mayfield's playing in the game. And I'm probably going to be joining him. I'm probably going to sit this one out. Panthers are the dogs on the road, as they should be, with a 5-point spread and over-under of 37.
Bucks winning this game by a million. Baker Mayfield's the man.
Let me tell you something here, though. Baker Mayfield, this guy's covering the fucking spread, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say. You know what they say, good teams win, great teams cover.
That's right. So,
good quarterbacks win, great quarterbacks cover. I've been thinking about this wrong the whole time. Baker Mayfield's great.
Baker Mayfield, still not gonna man. That's why you actually, that's why you've got him right by your desk.
I did it a couple of weeks ago and he covered for me actually.
That's cuz he's the GOAT.
Can't remember. Yeah, he was doing all right, but he's covering spreads, that's all that matters. What's the line on this one? 5.5?
Five. Just 5 flat.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm in.
Thank God.
No. Everyone's going to be betting it. I'm out.
You bitch.
Next, we got a great matchup, actually.
Everybody's got their eyes on this one.
Yeah, of course, it's during the Browns game. We got 49ers visiting the Eagles. Eagles actually being the dogs in this game. With a 2.5-point spread and over-under of 47.
I'm hitting the over. Because you only need...
I don't know how quick I am on that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how quick I am on that. I feel like this is going to be an absolute dogfight. I think there's going to be some points scored, don't get me wrong, but...
Because I would have thought there would be more points scored in this game than... the Bills game, but then there ended up being 60, what was it, 70 points scored?
Well, the Bills defense is banged up and just look like dog shit, and I think is the root of all problems with them right now. So I would point a lot of pictures or fingers there where there's nothing wrong with both of these defenses.
Yeah, but even if the score is 28-21, I mean.
What's the total?
47.
47.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean,
I almost see this being I see this being a 24-21 game.
Okay.
I just see it being a dogfight. I don't think either defense is going to let up. Well, obviously some points are going to get scored because both these offenses are just too good to not have them score. I'm not saying I'm against the over. It's going to take me, it's going to be a game time decision for me on that one. It's going to be how I wake up that morning.
Fine by me.
And then, Jason, did you have any more you wanted to say about that game?
I mean, when we say good teams win, great teams cover. Philly has covered the last five or four and 4-0-1. You got to push in that mix. But I don't think I'll be able to bet this game with how good I think it's going to be and watch the Browns at the same time. Even though I'll probably want to kill myself during that Browns game, but that's just the way she goes. I'm not
the way of the fucking road.
Any of these 4 o'clockers.
Yeah, it's the way of the road.
Not with Joe Flacco.
Yeah. We'll see how he plays. I'm hoping that he'll play solid and, you know, we can win this game.
Wait, is he starting?
Not yet. He hasn't been announced.
Yeah, I thought I saw that it was he's second string reps right now.
No, he's taking first string reps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's lit, but no, I saw what Jason saw too.
Oh, really?
He's listed as quarterback too, but he was taking first string reps today.
Gotcha.
Well, they got to take into account that time that DTR runs around and gets his head taken off. Sorry, buddy, yeah. But I'm putting that one into account for sure. So they got to have him ready.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the Browns are the dogs in this game with an over under of 40 and a spread of 3.5. And it's really just tough because as much as I want to say that that over is going to happen, if that over happens, it's because DTR is playing and not Joe Flacco.
I'm not
taking the over in this game.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm saying if I don't know, I could see this game getting out of hand.
It could, but I don't think it gets out of hand till late because we're not going to score any points and we're going to hold them down for the first half, and then we're not going to play two sides of the ball football, and we're just going to let the defense be on the field all game. They're going to be gassed out, tired, and in the fourth quarter, they're going to start to get gashed. So I don't think there'll be enough time to get the 40.
You don't think that we get 10 and they get 30?
I would think more along the lines of like 28 to 10.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, no, I respect that. But you probably like that spread, even though
I just we're not, you don't bet on. I took 2 points off of your score.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Yeah, I mean, it could be, but I don't know. It's a lot to ask 40 points in the Browns defense.
Yeah.
An offense that doesn't score.
Yeah, that's fair. And then we got Sunday Night Football. We got the Chiefs visiting the Packers with a 6-point spread and over under a 42.5. Obviously, anything, Packers are the dogs at home.
Anything can happen in Lambeau.
Yeah, I don't even want to put props on this. This is just fuck, dude. I don't even know. Go ahead and give me the Chiefs spread 6.
I'm gonna manifest it right now. We're sitting on a couch after the Browns game, scrolling through Twitter. I'm going to see a tweet, and it's going to say, the best thing for the sports book is for the Chiefs to win, but not to cover. And that's probably going to happen because that's what they need to happen, so it's going to happen. So I think the Packers 6 hopefully moves to 7. I'd feel more comfortable if it was at 7, which it probably will get there. And I'll take the Packers at whatever they're at on Sunday afternoon.
All right. I like that.
Manifesting.
And then lastly, Monday night, we got the Bengals at Jaguars. Obviously, Bengals are the dogs with the 9-point spread and over under 38. Yeah, just go ahead and give me Jaguars money line on this one.
It's, yeah. And if you want to throw maybe Calvin Ridley TD, he's had at least one in the last, I think, 3 weeks. Etienne, though, has kind of gotten quiet, so maybe Etienne's due.
Who's their second wide receiver?
Christian Kirk. I like a touchdown for him.
He was hurt, just came back from injury, and once he's came back, Ridley's played a lot better. So I like that angle. I had that angle in my early slate parlay, and I think he was actually the only one to hit, so we'll just keep that one on his own, but that's no problem. But yeah, Calvin Ridley touched on him on that one with you as well.
All right. I like week, that. Boys.
Yeah, we're set up for a good week. Anything else you boys want to say before we get off?
You just make sure that you're not a degenerate this weekend. Make sure you gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER, Jason. I mean, it's your only hope.
I mean, honestly, I'm thinking Friday, right after work, I drive my sorry ass down to the Jack, and I sit my fucking fat ass right down on a slot machine. I play that bitch for a couple hours. And then, you know, I get up, you know, a couple $100, put $100 on Florida State national champions. It's just a storybook. For the storybook, you know what I mean? It's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to win $10,000. I'm going to buy this podcast a studio.
Oh, okay.
God bless our troops.
God bless our troops.
God bless America. We'll see you guys next time.
Yep. Peace.